I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
Today is 314 Day, Friday, March 14th. Good morning, I'm Scott Jagow.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. Don't let your guard down tonight. The message from KMOX's meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
Severe weather, once again, is going to be playing a role in our weather over the next 24 hours. And it looks like the window of opportunity is after sunset tonight, probably from 8 or 9 o'clock until maybe 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. And those thunderstorms will develop during the late afternoon or early evening hours in extreme western Missouri and then march pretty quickly eastward from there during the evening hours and reach us probably around 8 or 9 o'clock at the earliest, and then move off to our east. Damaging winds, a real threat, along with large hail and a threat of tornadoes, all on the table. There'll be a lot of wind this afternoon into tonight as well, and ahead of those thunderstorms, it's dry enough with those gusty winds that there is an elevated fire risk across the area. Things do dry out with gusty winds persisting into the day tomorrow.
We'll get more details on what's after the storms tonight. Pretty nice forecast in just a couple of minutes. St. Louis County Police say they don't have anybody in custody for last night's stabbing death in Spanish Lake. Happened after 7 on Suntree Drive. That's off Lilac and north of I-270. The victim's only been reported as a man. Police say they are treating it as a homicide investigation.
Fox 2 held a debate between St. Louis mayoral candidates Tashara Jones and Kara Spencer last night. That debate also aired here on KMOX. Treatment of city inmates got Alderwoman Spencer on the attack against the incumbent mayor.
With regards to the workhouses, it was very clear the locks weren't working. We needed a plan. To just close it without a plan was a failure to administer that policy.
May I have 30 seconds? Yes, we're going to give you 15 seconds for rebuttal, Ms.
Yeah, so everything that the Alderwoman said is patently false. When I inherited the CJC, the jails were not, the locks were not working. We spent $19 million upgrading the locks. And also, the St. Louis County doesn't have outside facilities, so the fact that they can't go outside is ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Look, it took 3 years to get those locks working. Up until very recently, those locks were not working well. And my point is, they weren't working when we closed the workhouse. And the deaths spiked under your leadership. Point, end of sentence. And it was clear to anybody paying attention that we needed leadership change in the jail.
Well, have you ever been in a jail?
No. You know who else hasn't been in the jail? The oversight board, the lawyer.
The oversight board needs training in order to get in there. Did you read the bill?
Do you know what?
Ms. Spencer, Ms. Jones, we're going to wrap it up here.
Fox 2's Andy Banker was the moderator.
St. Louis City Personnel Director Sonia Jenkins-Gray was relieved of her duties by Mayor Jones. She's accused of taking a city vehicle on a personal trip to Jefferson City. Because of her position overseeing hiring and firing, her termination had to be recommended by the Civil Service Commission, and it was last week. Alderman Rasheen Aldridge was asked about the mayor's timing just before the election.
Maybe she has the best input of what she's seen happen that was right or wrong. And if she wins or loses, maybe it's the right way to correct actions. But it's definitely an interesting timing. I don't know if it's right or wrong, but it's definitely an interesting timing to do it.
A mayoral spokesman says an interim personal director will be appointed soon.
St. Louis County Council is hearing from the health director on what's happening in the animal care and control shelter since the Animal Protective Association pulled out.
County Health Director Dr. Kanika Cunningham tells the council they have 50 volunteers compared to 100 when the APA ran the facility.
You have some people that, hey, I think I want to come in and volunteer, and maybe they haven't been there in a few weeks. So you have to look at, don't take it that all 100 were there at one time.
Councilwoman Gretchen Bangard had questions about veterinarian staff.
One veterinarian and one veterinary technician.
So there's two vet techs.
Cunningham says they currently have 23 animal control officers who will also have dual duties of taking care of the animals inside the shelter. Maria Kina, KMLX News.
No signs of a stall in the measles outbreak, with most cases now in Texas and New Mexico, but some also popping up in California, Oklahoma, New Jersey. Nearly all of them are in children who have not been vaccinated.
Nationwide, childhood vaccination rates have declined amid widespread disinformation regarding the safety and efficacy of vaccines. But did you know that if a child is unvaccinated or undervaccinated, doctors say they can still get one within 72 hours of exposure to the measles? It could help prevent it or lessen the severity of the illness.
The fact that it's a 10 to 14 day incubation period means that every time you see an outbreak, you know, we're hearing somebody was in an airport, somebody was in a hair salon, somebody was in a supermarket. Well, they could have no symptoms. In fact, you could be shedding the virus and infecting people. It's so infectious. 4 days before you even get a rash. And that's why you have sort of it sort of ricocheting around the United States.
CBS News chief medical correspondent Dr. John LaPook.
And so we don't know where this is going to end. I mean, the end of the day, it's the vaccination that really is going to stop the spread.
Dr. LaPook says one dose of the vaccine gives you 95% protection, two doses, 97%. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
From the KMOX Business Desk, a coalition supporting Missouri libraries is taking issue with Secretary of State Denny Hoskins halting state funding for e-books. Hoskins claims there are allegations of inappropriate and pornographic materials available to minors, but didn't provide any additional details. The Right to Read Coalition opposes attempts to restrict access to materials in public libraries.
Groups made up of about 90 organizations across the state. Hoskins is blaming the apps Sora and Libby, claiming they allow minors to access pornographic books. The company that owns the app says local libraries have control over what's in their digital collections. Many libraries don't get state funding for e-books and won't be affected by this at all.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.